Hi, Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8. Here comes the bowl down.
Afternoon, rodeo fans and making 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time once again for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And I've got to tell you, we are here rocking and rolling. What do you know if it wouldn't be our one and only Miss?
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails. Be blessed.
Oops, wrong one. There you go. That would be for the one and only Miss Cougar, Kat Johnson. And, wow, yeah, we're just getting things started off on the wrong foot here on a Tuesday morning. But, hey, we're ready to rock and roll. We've got a great guest lined up here on our show today. We've also got some of our fans here in the chat room. Hopefully everybody's tuning in online as well. Now, I will tell you, I got word yesterday, and I want to send a big old shout-out. Miss Donna Davis, one of our maniacs, is actually going in to have surgery right about this time. So we definitely want to lift her up. Hopefully everything goes real well for her. Look forward to having her back here. She did say she would be able to tune in as she's recovering. But apparently she's got a kidney stone. And so, yeah, we're going to have to definitely say our prayers for her and hope everything goes well for her. She should be in there right now. So, anyways, we are definitely thinking about you, Miss Donna Davis, if you're tuning in as you recover and listening to the archive shows. Last night, got to tell you guys, we had a great time down here at the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena, just outside of Ada, Oklahoma. Was a lot of fun. Bucked about 49 bulls last night. We did have one cowboy that won the whole jackpot deal, rode 3 of 4 bulls. Now, it really comes down to the highest score is what pays out. But I believe that he got not only the highest score, but also got 3 of his 4 bulls that he rode. So was certainly a great event down there on a Monday night. Doesn't cost anybody anything to come down there and watch. You talk about exciting, man, I just love it. So I got to ask, what did everybody think of our first show back yesterday? Our 90-minute special, man, was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed being able to sit back with Erin. She's such a great person, and I'm telling you, I know that Kat's going to be up there in Connecticut with her. Make sure you get over there and take some time to go meet her. Tell her you're one of the Making 8 Maniacs, and you know that you guys have been supporting her. She really needs it, and I know she just loves being able to talk with the ones that have supported her for so long. So please make sure you guys do that. But, yeah, it was a great time to have her on the show. Really enjoy having her talk about the rodeos. She's really getting a good understanding of it. So was, just a lot of fun. But we got to get into the PBR action. We got to get into the bull riding action. I've got to ask you guys. Now, if you watched on PBRnow.com, you'll see that the final word with Ty Murray talks a lot about Silvano and his decision not to take a re-ride this past weekend. What do you guys think about it? You know, Ty obviously voiced his opinion, but what do you guys think about it? Let me know. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the PBR bull riding action with you, the Making 8 Maniacs, and rodeo fans on a Tuesday morning. So make sure to stay tuned. Obviously, this first break, got to mention our good friend, Mr. Rob Smith and Ariat. Now, I was thinking of a good song here to play for you. Since we're talking about PBR so much, guess what? I think we'll just go ahead and throw out a PBR song for you. Here's a little bit of Gary Allen and Get Off on the Pain.
I don't know why I love women that love to do me wrong. I don't know why my life sounds like a heartbroken country song. I ain't really happy until the sky starts driving rain. Maybe I just get off on the pain. Scars and should've run away. Now tattooed on my skin. There's a side of me that just won't stop dancing in the flame. Maybe I just get off on the pain. 'Cause I love the long shots and the left out lost causes, hanging out in the back of the pack with a dark horse. Forgiveness for this aching in my bones. It would be so easy to find a better way.
Whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8 and on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. We are bringing it to you live from Ada, Oklahoma. Wow, I think I'm getting a little bit of an echo going on down here. I don't know, y'all tell me, does it sound kind of echoey? But anyways, moving right along here as we get ready to start things off, getting a lot of great comments. You know, talking about this decision that Silvano Alves made this past weekend and not taking his re-ride. Well, you know, I can agree with that, but I also think that, you know, given the situation that they have, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, because they're able to pick their bulls and things like that, you know, they're growing soft. They're kind of getting a little weak. I think that real cowboys, I think that cowboys like Ty that have been around for a long time would make that decision to go ahead and, you know, take that re-ride to better himself, maybe pull ahead and make those qualified rides like he needs to. But, you know, then again, these guys have, you know, they've got things down to a science, and they've got guys, you know, their buddies back there doing calculations and trying to figure out things. Their family members are all doing the numbers, crunching numbers and things like that. So I don't know. But it certainly raises a lot of questions. I mean, should a guy like Silvano, we've seen Austin Meyer do it this year as well, you know. He's riding consistent. He's sitting in fifth place, you know. So, but would it have helped him had he been able to make better rides and get better scores? I don't know, just something to really think about there. Well, I told you guys that we would have a guest on our show, and looks like we are going to get him on board here with us. If you've ever been to a PBR Touring Pro event, especially out this way, this guy goes from coast to coast, travels all over. We've had him on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows before, and we are going to bring him back right now. Mr. Matt West, you with us?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Not too bad, brother. How are things going with you?
Life's busy. life's good, but life is busy, especially
that's
right now.
Not a bad thing, though, is it?
No, it's not at all. Not at all. If you're not busy, then in my business, you're not paying the bills. So
that's
busy,
right?
Is good. It's like if you're a bull rider and you're not going, you're not winning, so you're not getting paid. But, yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it's a busy time of the year, and it's kind of crunch time leading into the finals, and I'm getting ready. I fly out in the morning to go to Charlotte, so I'll be in Charlotte this weekend. And then I actually have 2 weeks off right before the finals, so I'm kind of just going to kind of live it up for a couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I'm actually going to my first NASCAR race the weekend after Charlotte. I've never been to a NASCAR race, never really been a huge NASCAR fan, but had a friend that called and said, hey, you know, we're not too far from your house. If you want to come hang out, I get you some passes. And I thought, hey, what better way to start off your being a fan of NASCAR than a race close to home and all access, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, that's kind of like myself. I actually worked at the Daytona International Speedway, so home of NASCAR, obviously the biggest.
Really?
My big thing is, one thing that I've learned is NASCAR fans are also rodeo fans. So you should have yourself a really good time out there. Make sure to if you can, get in the infield and go hang out with those guys, because they know how to have a good time for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, Let's talk about this deal in Charlotte. Now, it's obviously a Built for Tough series, and
right,
you're actually going to be there to help announce?
Yeah, you know, and it's something I do four or five Built for Tough series events a year. The three of us kind of rotate me in four or five times a year, and then all three of us will be in Vegas, and I'll just do some kind of interview stuff. Actually, me and my buddy Richard Jones will be hosting all the drafts during the World Finals. We'll be hosting a blackjack tournament. I think he's actually hosting the red carpet before the event. I'm going to go out and help him do that. And Matter of fact, I just got off the phone with him, and I think there's going to be a very special guest host at the red carpet. And I don't know if you guys have been paying attention and checking out the website and all the promotions and giveaways and things, trips that are going on right now with the PBR and some other celebrities. But I'm just going to throw that out there. It might be worth going to Vegas just to hang out and watch the red carpet, if nothing else. I mean, so that's pretty exciting news, getting to work with somebody else that's extremely entertaining and extremely funny.
Wow. Yeah, I cannot wait. Now, we are looking to also be out there, and we'll be hosting some of our lunch hour rodeo shows and that type of thing. I know that Heroes and Legends is going to be a huge thing this year. So much talent. So many of the guys that have laid down the history of the PBR are going to be right there in Las Vegas. So for the fans that are tuning in, this is going to be a great opportunity for them to have some of that insight and to be able to actually meet some of the legends that have actually started the PBR.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible to think guys that we haven't seen in, 4, 5, 6, even 10 or 12 years are going to be making their way back to Vegas, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And if you're a fan of the sport, and here's how I look at it, because I am the biggest PBR fan going. I'm a huge rodeo fan. I mean, I'm just like everybody else that buys a ticket. I mean, I've bought tickets to go watch events just because I'm a fan. But to be able to be in the same place with all of those guys like Ty Murray, like Cody Lambert, like Larry Mahan, like, all these world champions, all these world finals qualifiers, I mean, all these bull riding, I mean, simply put, heroes and legends, all in the same place, under the same roof at the same time, and to be able to walk in there as a fan and just go, wow, I'm really looking forward to that.
And yeah, absolutely.
I'm checking out your little blog here, or your comment board, your message board, and I seen somebody was in Archdale, which is one of my absolute favorite events. I'll be there until I can't talk anymore. And me and Jerome and Tiffany, we talked about that. I'm coming to Archdale, North Carolina, as much as I can possibly be there. But somebody asked about Asteroid. Asteroid,
yep,
is a freak. Straight up, Asteroid is a freak.
Well,
that's an incredible bull. But not to change the subject,
absolutely.
I was seeing that question. So.
No, that's great. And I think it's cool that you're actually in here in the chat room with us hanging out. What do you think now? Is Asteroid gonna be bucking Asteroid in Charlotte, or do you know?
Honestly, I have no idea. I know Bushwhacker's taking the next couple weeks off, which I think is a great idea. The story I had heard was they were gonna try to take Asteroid to every event before the finals. So I don't know.
Wow.
That's a question I guess we will find out this weekend, because that's a whole lot of road miles. And so far, Asteroid has lived up to it. I mean, he's lived up to all the hype. But
absolutely,
at the end of the day, me, myself, my personal opinion, as a fan, I'm still a Bushwhacker fan.
Oh, yeah.
Because that bull has never had an off day. He has been up and down the road. He's been extraordinary every time. He does his job, what he needs to get done. And my personal opinion, I think Bushwhacker still got it.
I agree with you, Matt. Now, we had Aaron Coscarelli on our show yesterday, and we were talking about that.
I told you my thoughts on her.
What's that?
I said, I told you my thoughts on her. She's hot.
Absolutely. And she is such fun to be around, she really is. She's got one of those personalities, I know she's a brunette, but I think she's a blonde at heart. What do you think? Don't tell her.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've never met the girl.
Wow.
I've never met Erin. I mean, I've seen her. Like, we've been in the same hallways. We've been in the same catering room, but I've never met her.
Wow. Well, then I'm one up on you there.
Yeah, there you go.
We met in Tulsa. But listen,
oh, awesome.
I do agree with you, though. I think that Bushwhacker is still the bull to beat this year. Now, I think next year it's a whole nother ball game. Asteroid is healthy coming in. He's going to come out there with fire, and I think that we may see him as the, you know, Bucking Bull of the Year. He certainly has the potential. But I think that Bushwhacker still owns it, especially after watching this week. He made a statement there at 2.9 seconds, and, I mean, he launched Luke Snider, and Luke Snider was giving him everything he had, you know?
Yeah. And props to Luke for picking that bull, because Luke's had an extraordinary year, and I'm a big Luke Snider fan, and I'm absolutely stoked that he's having the year he's having. And I love the fact that he was confident enough to go at Bushwhacker, knowing he was down, you know, 3 or 4 points and needed those extra points if he wanted to win that event. And, I mean, I couldn't be more proud of Luke Snider. But, yeah, and the thing that we got to remember is it doesn't matter what's happening right now. What matters in that world champion bull race is Las Vegas. And, you know, it comes down to Vegas and how they do at the world finals. So
I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, let me ask you something here. This Built for Tough Series event in Charlotte. Now, they are going to be they're actually going to be starting off the month of October is tough enough to wear pink. And this is actually inspired by one of the fans who is actually in our chat room right now, Miss Linda Wells. And you know, she's a cancer survivor. What's that? Yes. But, you know, really, you know, she is such an inspiration to so many people, and it's so good that the PBR is taking recognition. Now, they normally do it every year, but for them to recognize an actual fan who's been there so much, she's been to several events here, and, you know, for them to recognize her and her efforts in surviving, and how she, you know, the story behind that is really how she used the PBR to inspire her to get through that recovery. And that's what's so cool, is how the two have come together. You know, she's an inspiration to us, but yet she's also been inspired by the guys in the PBR, especially J.B. Moon.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that. I love the fact that we, you know, get an opportunity to try to give back. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize is everybody in this world has been affected by cancer. I don't care who you are or how great your life's been. Every single person on this planet has been affected in some way, shape, or form by this disease. And the other thing people don't really realize or maybe don't think about is our fans are the greatest fans in the world, and we are just as big of fans to them as they are to, you know, our PBR guys. It's incredible, and it's impossible to find a professional sport where the guys are more accessible, where the athletes are more accessible, where you can walk up to the guys at a hotel or in a restaurant and them take the time to say hi to you and shake your hand, take pictures, do whatever it is, sign autographs. It just doesn't happen. And it's no offense to anybody else, but I think that was part of the design of the PBR, and I think all the riders are still so down to earth and realize that, hey, you know, we're no different than everybody else. We all have the same struggles in life, and the fact that you guys come to our events, it means the world to 40 of those bull riders, and I know Flint and Brandon and Clint, all of us. I mean, it's incredible, and I promise you, especially people like her, and, you know, we're huge fans.
Absolutely, and she's going to be there in Charlotte this weekend. You know,
say hi to me.
Well, Miss Linda, I know that you're tuning in right now, so you better get over there and meet up with Matt, but. You know, that's one comment she posted in here, and that was something that she held on to as she was battling her cancer, was one jump at a time. Just like JB does, just like any of those other top 40 bull riders, it's one jump at a time. And that's what helped her get through her struggles, and that's obviously what bull riders need to do is to take it jump for jump. And, man, just Now, I love the storyline behind it. I think it's going to be fantastic. I know Charlotte is going to be such a great event. There's so many rodeo and bull riding fans there, so many PBR fans there. Obviously, Jerome Davis right up the road. You know, yeah, it's going to be a packed house, I'm sure, and I know you guys are going to have a blast. I wish we could make it.
Man, I love it, North Carolina. I absolutely love it out there. It's one of my favorite places in the world to go. And, you know, the opportunity to go back to Charlotte last year, I got to go to Jerome's place for the first time and hang out with them. And now I make it a mission to get out there and check it out. Somebody's going to Charlotte for their very first event. Cat. That's awesome.
Well, Cat is actually has a friend of hers that is going to that Charlotte event. Now, Cat is a huge PBR fan. She's been to several events. She's going to be out there in Hartford for that event up there. It's the final stop there for the Built Ford Tough Series, and so she will be up there for that. But she's inspired some of her friends to go, and that's what it's all about. Fans are so dedicated, and they're so overwhelmed with it that other people are seeing it, saying, you know what, we got to go check this out ourselves. So,
let me ask you something. Cool.
Have you ever done any announcing with Luke Kaufman?
You know what? No, and it's funny is I've known Luke for quite a while, and I knew Luke because of his music, and we've got a bunch of mutual friends, and then we hooked up, and somebody told me that he announced a little bit. And earlier this year, I got a phone call from some guys that were looking for some young announcers, and I said, hey, call Luke Kaufman. Next thing I know, a few weeks later, somebody was told me, hey, Luke Kaufman was announcing this event. And I thought, well, that's awesome. So turns out he went there, and some people had called me, and he was doing a concert, and they were looking for an announcer. And I said, you know what, have him announce, too. Have him announce and play because, you know, everything I've heard has just been positive about his announcing. So long story short is I've never worked with him. I've never heard him announce, but I'm really proud of what he's doing and all the feedback I'm getting from everybody. So,
absolutely. Well, I just the reason why I ask is I really got to say that I think that the two of you together would be a dangerous combination.
the two of us together would be a train wreck. I'll tell you that I don't know about professionally. I think we'd have a whole lot of fun together. But like the two of us have been to Gilly's in Las Vegas together, and yeah, I mean that's all I'm gonna say.
Right.
it's a good time.
If you're free Thursday night, I'm not sure if they're bucking up there.
Yeah, they are actually up at Boyce's house, and I will be there.
Really? See, you guys got to get behind the microphone up there. Man, I wish I was going now. I'm going to have to make a trip to North Carolina this week.
I was talking to Luke the other day, and I actually think, because I'm flying into Charlotte in the morning. There's a Rider Relief Fund event with the Rider Relief Fund teaming up with Richard Childress Racing tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening. And so that was kind of my whole thing. I wanted to go in there and hang out and see some friends in that area. And then talking to Luke the other day, and we're going to hook up when I get in there early. And there's a barrel man out in North Carolina by the name of Matt Merritt that called me yesterday and reminded me about that. So I'm going to get up there and try to check that out just because I know there's a billion good bulls out there and a whole lot of good people in North Carolina. So I'm headed out there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, and Matt is also one of the best barrel men I know. I think that he is going to be the next Flint. I really do.
I'm a big Matt Merritt fan. I mean, I'll tell you this, and not to dispute what you just said, I don't think there's ever going to be another Flint, but I do think he will be. He will make a great Matt Merritt, whatever he chooses that to be. He's an incredible talent. He's young. I can say that because he's my age. And, you know, he's fun. He's got his head on his shoulders right. And he's very talented.
Yes.
And he married a Nitro girl, for goodness sakes.
He did, too. And I'm telling you, it's a good thing that his daughter gets the looks from his mama, or from her mama.
That's no lie. She's a beauty.
We do have to get this. There'll never be another Flint, but somebody is going to have to step in. I mean, you know, Flint's not going to be around forever. As much as we would love for him to be, you know, there's going to come that time. And I think that Matt could very well easily step in and at least fill part of those shoes.
If it ever comes down to it, you know, I think Matt would do a great job. But I'm a fan, and I think Flint's going to live forever. I'm hoping Flint lives forever. That's my whole thing.
Right.
At least he's in the business till I retire.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, Matt, man, it has been great talking with you. I'm glad that we've been able to finally catch up. Now, the funny thing is that we're actually both here in Oklahoma now, but, you know, we don't get to see each other.
We probably had a better chance of running into each other when you were out in Florida than we do at Oklahoma, because when my planes land in Oklahoma, it is tough to get me out of about a 5-mile radius from my house. I mean, I'm such a homebody when I come home, and you know, yeah, the chances of me just taking a drive or running into somebody around here isn't really that likely. That's sad.
Now, you know what? I would actually come down and go see you. I'm heading up. I think I'm going up to Grand Lake this week.
Hey, that's not too far from me.
I know it. That's what I'm saying. But unfortunately, you're going to be hanging out in Charlotte.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be heading out. I think I've got a 7:15 flight out of Kansas City, which is about a 2.5-hour drive. So I'll be heading out early in the morning.
No doubt. Well, listen, during that 2 weeks off, you want to do some fishing?
Man, yeah. Let's hook it up. Like I said, I'll be in Kansas City, and then after that, I'm just kind of hanging out. So.
Okay, I got a buddy of mine that actually up there, right on Grand Lake. He's just bought himself a brand new bass boat. We'll go out there
awesome.
And do some fishing. Yeah.
Awesome. And the folks at Man Creek Bucking Bulls, they have a house over at Grand Lake, and I know where the key's at. We're not going to tell them, but I'll sneak in there and we got a place to stay.
There you go. Right on, man. Right on.
No, they're
That's
awesome people.
Good deal. Well, I'll tell you what, Matt, like I said, I look forward to seeing everything go down from Charlotte this weekend. I know it's going to be an awesome event. I know that the fans will be out there supporting and wearing the pink as well as the riders. You know, you got your pink shirt ready?
Absolutely. And I hope everybody does. I mean, like I said, it's such a great cause and there's so many great people that have been affected by it. So anything we can do just to show that we are in support, you know, and like I said, that we are fans of these people, we're going to do it. So let's do it big.
You bet. All right, Matt. Well, listen, man, have yourself a great weekend down there. Don't party too hard with Luke Kaufman because you know how he is. But
try to stay away from that guy.
It is good times. I know that Statesville is going to be awesome Thursday night down there. I think you guys should get with Chan and get with them. I think you guys should share the microphone. I know Luke would do it. Man, what a party that'll be. And it'll certainly pack a house Thursday night.
Absolutely, man. Sounds fun.
All right, Matt. Well, listen, buddy. We'll catch up next week then if you want to get together and do some fishing up here. We'll get it done.
Yeah, give me a shout. Sounds good.
All right. Take care, man.
All right, buddy. See you.
All right. All right, guys, Matt West with the PBR is going to be down there announcing with the rest of the guys, Brendan Bates and the rest of the crew. And, boy, I got to tell you, it's going to be fun times. If you guys are anywhere near that area, man, if I wasn't all the way out here in Oklahoma, I don't know, maybe I can fit in Matt's carry-on or something. You know, but I don't know if I can get up that early in the morning to get over to Kansas. But, yeah, no doubt it's going to be a great time. I know Miss Linda's going to be there wearing her pink as well. And, man, what an inspiration. Great storyline there. It really is. There's, you know, I just love it. I think that Matt has hit the nail right on the head when he talks about the fans and how the PBR is just as much a fan of the fan, their fans, you know. And that really is so important. That's what makes this sport so special. And when you're talking about guys like JB, you talk about not only him but his family and everybody else that are so dedicated to the sport, so dedicated to his fans. I mean, it's just the way it is, and you've got to love it. You really do. So proud to be a part of this sport. And, you know, whether it be out here working at the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena or whether it be working here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, it is a tremendously special thing that we have going on. And, you know, I'm telling you, I'm so blessed and so proud to be a part of it. Got to thank Matt for jumping on board here with us today, taking that little bit of time. I know that he's busy, but, you know, hey, he's going to have 2 weeks off, and maybe we'll get together and do some fishing. If we do, we may have to throw a video camera out there, and we'll give you guys some video highlights of the fishing trip. Should be a good time. I'll have to make some phone calls on that one. But going back to, you know, what, you know, myself and what Matt were talking about with, you know, these bulls and, you know, asteroids, man, it's going to be wild. Now, I'm going to have to check out PBRnow.com. You guys are going to have to stay with me, follow along, and see if he's going to be busted the remainder of these events. There's only three events left. And speaking of, we've only got three events left for the fantasy picks as well. So what is that going to come down to? I know that Miss Donna Davis, who's actually in the hospital right now, and I hope that she's recovering well and things are going okay with that, but she's actually in the lead for our fantasy pick, and we are giving away a buckle to the Making Eight Maniac group. They're the winner of our group, so make sure that you guys are joined up on the group. And, yeah, it's going to be a good time. So we're going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more rodeo, more action. We've got our cowboy logic for you, and we will wrap up today's show. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Look at me and tell me, baby, that you want to go. 'Cause my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drifting is all the nights you spend alone. And I could show you nights get long. Yeah, those nights, they get long. California, watch Ross Hill win a rodeo.
watch old Ross win a rodeo.
Five-time world champion Rob Smets. You're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right, kicking things off. Thank you, Rob Smets. And, well, that song there was a little bit of Matt the Cat Thompson, and you know we got to play that for all of our Making8 fans out there. You guys are the greatest. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want anybody else but you next to me, especially when we're heading on down to the rodeo. And a lot of y'all actually know that firsthand because we've traveled together. That's right. I have had y'all next to me, and it's been great times. So anyways, that was my song sent out to you guys. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. I do want to tell you, we do have phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board here, send us a big old shout out. Make sure to press 1 on your phone so we know that you want to talk to us. But, I do know that we have some listeners tuned in on the phone lines. And, of course, we've got our chat room open. And, you know, I'll tell you what, it is so nice to see so many of you smiling faces out there on a Tuesday. Just makes me so. Yep, that's right. The one and only Miss Kat Johnson, of course, that will always and forever be her cat call. And we're going to bring it to y'all right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So, got to thank Kat. And do want to remind you guys that we do have links up. If you guys want to, you guys can get over there and go check them out. We've got plenty of our promoters, our sponsors, and our friends. And, well, shoot, yeah. Got to make sure that you guys support them just as much as you do us. Now, I will tell you guys that, like I said, we are looking to get to Vegas there for the PBR World Final, as well as the NFR. Be doing some live radio shows. We can also do some live remote feeds. And, you know, there's so many things that we can do out there for you, the fans. But we need some supporters. We need some sponsors. We need to be able to carry some names out there with us. And if you guys are interested, make sure to get in contact with me, and we'll make that happen for you. I'll tell you, we've got some great opportunities set aside for you guys this year. We learned a lot last year being out at the NFR, and we look to be out there as well. Also, we are going to be bringing you the exclusive internet live video stream of IFR 42 from Oklahoma City. So make sure that you guys be a part of that too. I see that so many of you guys are looking to be there at the PBR World Finals, and some of you may even be there at the NFR. Both of them are going to be some great times. They've got so much stuff. It's going to be tremendous. I'm actually getting some messages brought up here on my Twitter, trying to keep up with everything, find out how everything is going. I see that. You know, this whole Twitter thing now with automatic updates is kind of shooting me in the foot, because it used to be I used to be able to see, like, if somebody had posted something on my Twitter page. Now I can't. Now it automatically just kind of comes in there, and I have to keep flipping back and forth out of the chat room. So just one of those new adjustments here, going ahead with the times, trying to stay on board everything. So, anyways, we got about 15 minutes left. We still have our cowboy logic for the day. Oh, you know what? We don't have our cowboy logic for the day. Miss Melanie is going to shoot me, I promise you. She's going to have to start texting it to me or something so I can make sure I have it. She sent us some great cowboy logic for the day, too, and I lost it because I lost my service when I was up at the arena, which I was hoping to stay up there because I've got a horse that's saddled, about ready to be rode. I got my spurs on. I'm ready to go horseback riding. I'm going to spend the rest of the afternoon out there doing that before I run into town and try to wrap up some things down here. So, yeah, I apologize, Miss Melanie. Once again, myself, I'm behind the eight ball, and, yeah, I dropped it on this one. So I do apologize, darling. So now we need some good cowboy logic. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us some good cowboy logic for the day. 646-915-9940. You know what? That is perfect. Very fitting to what we were talking about here today with Mr. Matt. Thank you, Miss Linda, for posting that out there to us. Cowboy logic for the day is actually going to be courtesy of Miss Wealthy 66, and that would be one jump at a time. You know, that says it all right there. It really does. And it kind of coincides with what we have here on the Making A Radio Network with our slogan being Get a Grip. You know, it's more than just bull riding. It really is. And same way with Miss Linda's logic for the day, one jump at a time. You know, you've got to take things step by step. Don't be in a rush. Make those good movements, you know. Don't have to make the big moves all the time anyways. Make those, you know, small moves, over top, one jump at a time, and get a grip. What it all comes down to. So thank you very much, Miss Wealthy, for saving the day. However, I do believe I'm still going to be in the doghouse with Miss Melanie. So, Miss Melanie, our biggest little fan, that's what I call her now, our biggest little fan. I do apologize to you, Miss Melanie. Anyways, we got a caller on the line here. I think you guys may know him, so we'll see if we can't get him on board. 6-2, you are the Lunch Out Rodeo Show.
Well, how are you doing there, sir?
Well, Mr. Mike Anderson, what are you
doing? Oh, I'm doing all right, man. I'm just staying busy working. I wanted to let you guys know that I will be back on air on October the 9th. We were going to kick us back off on October the 9th at the same time, 5:30 Central Time. So, and I just wanted to welcome you back on the air. It's great to have you back on the air. Talking about bull riding and rodeo, it really helps the fans out, let us know what's going on and all the good stuff that you put out there, Scott.
Well, I do appreciate it there, Mr. Mike Anderson, and we look forward to having you back on the air as well. I know it's kind of a coincidence that both of us would just run into, you know, our scheduling situations and things that were happening, and I know that you and I have talked during this time off. But and there were points where both of us were just going to flat out give it up altogether. But stuck through it, and we said, you know what, we're not going to quit this because the fans need it, the fans want it, and we're going to bring it to them. And I'm so proud of that, man. I'm so glad to have so many of the fans and so glad to be a part of it. Mike, we couldn't have done this without you, man. With the contacts that you've given us as well as even the fans, you know. You guys are the ones that opened the door for me to be able to step in and do this and get back on track like we need to, and we certainly appreciate it.
Well, Scott, I've learned a lot from you, you know, and your willingness to just keep chopping at that log, and you finally got that tree down. You know, you keep chopping and chopping and chopping, and sometimes you get weary, but you're you just keep chopping and you keep going through, you keep working through those stumps and you get to where you need to be, and finally that tree falls, you know. And so I'm proud of you, man, because you help a lot of us out. You get us through our day with this show, and we just really appreciate you, buddy, And we wish you all the best luck in the world. And we'll catch you down the road sometime, buddy.
All right, Mike, you know it, man. And we look forward to October 9th having you back there on the short go. You know we'll be broadcasting it right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. So we look forward to it, buddy.
Definitely be back on October the 9th, 5:30. And if anybody hasn't went to my fan page on Facebook, go to Short Go Radio there on Facebook. Like my page. We're going to be putting out a lot of information, a lot of new news that's going to be going on. And that's the place to get who I will have on my first show back. It's because it's a big name. It's exciting to have this one person on. I'm not going to release it just yet, but probably middle of next week we're going to put it out on Facebook, and we'll be tuning in every day, Scott.
Good deal. All right, Mike. Well, look forward to having you on board with us, man, and thanks for the great words, buddy. We appreciate it.
Take care, bye.
All right. All right, guys. Mike Anderson with Short Go Radio stopping in to check in with us, and we got to thank him for hanging out here with us and being such a big supporter, you know. And it's not just him, but all of you Making Eight Maniacs, all of you fans out there have been really, really kind to support us in what we're doing. Man, I got phone calls beeping in down here. Doesn't everybody know that we are on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show? These guys are just going to have to hold. You know, we're just going to have to get through it. We got about just under 10 minutes left in the show here, fans. We are going to take another short break. When we come back, we will wrap it up on a Tuesday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
God in Oklahoma today.
rodeo fans, it's Gizmo McCracken with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. You need to get that thing turned on, and, you know, you don't need that kind of aggravation, man. Keep this thing up.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. As we start wrapping things up, that's right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in here today. And, of course, that song right there, little Justin McBride and Gods in Oklahoma Today. I got to tell you, we are, too, and loving every minute of it. You know, I just don't think you can pull us out of here. The sun sets, the sun rises. Man, beautiful weather. Time to go ride some horses, though. We're going to go out here and live that cowboy life and do things right. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in and remind you we will be back at it again tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central Time, 12 time. And if you're tuning in on the West Coast, well, guess what? You get your lunch hour break just a little bit early. We'll be bringing it to you at 9 o'clock your time. And it, for all of our bull riders, well, guess what? you guys are going to be out there late night. But we do appreciate all of you guys tuning in, and we will see you guys tomorrow. So until then, get a grip with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
God. Yeah.